Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got a lot going on in the world, but I guess to start with, we should offer our prayers and condolences to the families that just lost some children. And I don't think there's any question that it was a false flag, but a false flag does not mean people aren't shot and killed. It simply means that it's done for a reason. And the numbers were there. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, there's something in this numbers. You remember the Valentine's Day massacre back in 1929. Al Capone was the one who engineered that. So it's interesting that they chose to do this on Valentine's Day, or he did. And I noticed they kept focusing on a police car. It had a number 9407 on top of it. Well, that's a 911. Nine, and then you add the 4 and the 7 for 11. That's a 911. And they kept showing it over and over and over again. And, of course, 214-2018 is 18 or 666. So it's just very, very interesting to me that the numbers are there for, that's the Illuminati signature. Now, I don't know what the deal is with this kid. He's 19, but evidently troubled. And the other interesting thing I found is the name of the sheriff, as you pointed out, is Israel. So, was this a coded message to Israel?
Well, it's very interesting. I find it, you know, interesting indeed that today, you know, they are trying to, their calls for Benjamin Netanyahu to step down as prime minister in Israel because of this focus on some type of corruption charge that has came upon him. And he's refusing to step down, and is this tied in? I don't know. We're in a really overwhelming time. I mean, I've never seen numbers, and I've never seen clues out there like we're seeing now. It's just overwhelming. I think you have to be, you add the dots, and you come up with something. There's some kind of message here, it seems.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, and they do this. They choose towns where the sheriff's name is certain name, or the spokesman is going to have a certain name, and it all always adds up. And I don't know how they do this, whether this is through mind control or exactly how this is in. And of course, immediately are the calls for gun control, and the targeted weapons are the what so-called assault rifles, those with big clips, 223s or the AK-47s, and this is the target. And I would remind people to always look at the baseline of the United Nations and their gun control. And State Department 7277 is a document, and you can still find it. Just go into Google and type 7277, State Department 7277. It's about disarming the United States, the people of all weapons, and we go under the United Nations. And this has been the plan right along, and you might remember that over in England, they had problems with guns, and they used mass murder in Australia, and they took the guns away. And this is what's coming. They're somehow going, they'll keep this up, don't you think, Larry, until they actually get, and the first target is the AK-47s and the AR-15s, the assault weapons, the so-called assault weapons. almost immediate, the Florida senator was calling for guns. We got to do something. How much does it take? And so they're giving themselves away as to what this stuff really is about. Comments?
Yeah, I'm kind of I talked to you earlier on the phone, and I've been thinking all day since I was watching some of this go down. And, you know, I'm kind of a dinosaur, as you well know, and I do remember the days. You know, I was in law enforcement for many years, and I remember back in a time when we had public prayer, we had prayer in schools, we had Bible taught in schools, we had churches active in prayer and revivals all over the country. And since the time that, you know, they chose to throw God, Jesus Christ, and the Bible, the living word, out of the public American domain and pretty much shut it down, you know, up till that time, we didn't have this. We didn't have this type of activities. But, of course, who's going to allow hate speech like I just said on this show to come out? I mean, who could mention the names I mentioned? And it is so politically incorrect, and it's such hate speech. Yet they would rather have this and the slaughter of children than prayers in the schools.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People have turned their back on God, and you know, the Bible is very, very clear that if you turn your back on God, you're going to be turned into hell. Any nation that does that. And unfortunately, America had all the blessings of the Lord. And now we've turned our back on him with an absolute vengeance, and the people better wake up that they're not going to get out of the judgment. The American people are going to go through a horrific judgment. This is nothing that happened today. I think they're going to keep this up. What's your take? I just think they're going to keep doing this until the guns are rounded up, or at least they attempt to get them. I don't think they're going to do too well in the rural districts, but they usually do pretty well in the cities when they have these gun things and turn in your gun and we'll pay you so much. And people do it,
well,
but probably most of them are criminals that stole the guns in the first place. So.
Yeah. Most of these people, it doesn't matter how they get their gun, they're going to get their gun. You know, when criminals have guns, they could care less what laws you've got passed out there. You know, really and truly, only, you know, lawful people worry about the laws, actually. But I expect this to continue. I expect we're going to see more of this. They made a remark earlier this evening in the news that this is the 12th school incident of violence with guns in 2018. We've only got started in 2018. This is only February the 14th. And so, yeah, I expect more. Can you imagine, Stuart, what's your opinion on this? Can you imagine the outrage that would already be coming out of the White House towards gun owners if Obama was still in the presidency? Or could you imagine it under Hillary?
Oh, I think they'd declare martial law and force a roundup. In fact, I really believe if Hillary had won, most of us would already be in a FEMA camp. But the Lord had other things in mind. You know, a lot of people hate Trump, and I get letters, emails, people think Trump and Netanyahu are the worst evil people in the whole world. They just hate it, and they hate Israel with a passion, and nothing you can do about it. Hatred seems to be the final end-all of it. Satan's hatred for Jesus Christ and his hatred for the followers of Christ, he does everything he does out of spite. It's hatred. And you can see that hatred rising up in the people in America now. In fact, right on mainstream media, I'm sure you saw it, that Pence is crazy because he believes in Jesus Christ. And that's not the first time I've heard that. I've heard it from what I would consider fairly close people that are just antichrist to the core, and coming out and saying that they think that people who believe in Jesus Christ are insane. Well, that's a communist tactic. That's what they said. If you're not a communist, you're insane. You need to go to a mental institution. And I can see them coming in the back door because of the comments being made. Well, the guy was unstable, and, you know, this is going to go into pre-crime. You made me remember the movie that, who was it, Tom Cruise played in, where they used pre-crime to go out and arrest people that hadn't done anything. Yeah.
Yeah, Minority Report, I believe.
Minority Report, yeah. What do you think? I think this is where it's headed.
I tell you what, I picked up a book I told you about earlier today. I'd posted it today on my blog. It's Madeline L. Engel's 1962 novel. It's called A Wrinkle in Time. And I was shocked. It's a children's book, and I ordered it because they had linked that into a Yahoo report about the fifth dimension and time travel. And I picked it up, and it's really overwhelming. And you know what are the most interesting things, Stuart? And I know you'll appreciate this. In the book, it talks that there's a lot of spiritual lingo in there, and it's based on children. It talks about Jesus. It talks about one thing that I knew you could connect with is the most powerful thing in the universe was love in this book. And I thought, wow, because I remember your explanation of what you were shown and told about love.
Yeah, oh yeah, love is the ultimate truth. And it's not the love of human. Humans don't know anything about this love that is the ultimate truth. This is something that has to be revealed to a person. It's the love of God. The Greeks didn't even have a word for it, so they coined agape. So it's really divine agape, and it's totally true. There was a movie put out. What was the name of that? At the end of it, it was about love. And I can't remember what it was, sci-fi movie. It wasn't released that long ago either. I can't remember the name of it. But, yeah, it's fascinating what's going on. And if they start declaring Christianity as a mental illness, then you're going to see some roundups. And it's no question in my mind that they're headed in this direction, because there had been a lot of talk for, what, 3, 4, 5 years, that anybody that has either been in a mental hospital or showing signs of mental problems or issues, as they call them today, you know, we're going to have to just take their guns away. And they're coming back, the veterans who come back are having their guns confiscated if they have any of these issues from what they saw. What do they call that, post-syndrome or something?
Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah, stress syndrome. It's just too bad that the people are going to, they will acquiesce, I'm sure they will. I got a very, I think, paranormal thing here, and I wanted to talk about it just to switch into something that's a little more, how do I say, pleasant. Missing white-faced skier found alive in California. New York State Police said Danny Philippidis, I guess, 49, of Toronto, was found 2,900 miles away Tuesday in Sacramento, California. Now, I want you to think about this one. A skier missing from Whiteface Mountain has been found in California. New York State Police said Danny was found 2,900 miles away Tuesday in Sacramento. He had been reported missing last Wednesday by friends who said he could not be found at the resort that was closing. I guess they were shutting it down for the year. His belongings were found at the lodge, and his car was still in the parking lot. Since then, hundreds of volunteers spent 7,000 hours combing the mountain. They used canines and helicopters as part of the search. The steep and icy terrain made the search even more challenging. Danny made his contact with law enforcement in Sacramento. He was reported to be in good health, but confused. And they have not said why he went missing. What do you think? He's a 28-year veteran. He had all his credit cards. Everything was found in his car. He had no way to get to California. And when they found him, he had his clothes on that he had when he was at the ski resort. He was wearing his ski stuff. Now, what would you make of that?
Well,
they said he was very confused and unable to answer any questions as to how he got to California.
Yeah, it reminds me considerably, Stuart, of the movie Fire in the Sky.
That's what I was thinking. He was by himself when he disappeared, and he was found totally alone. He did not have any history of mental illness or substance abuse. They said he was found wearing the same ski gear, including the helmet and goggles he was last seen in when he was reported missing. That sounds to me like an abduction, doesn't it, to you?
Well, it actually does. If that was true, they're probably going to hide it the same way as they did the Travis Walton incident, you know.
Yeah. I thought that was, if anything was paranormal, this sounds like a paranormal event of an abduction or, you know, like Fire in the Sky, like you were saying. I just thought people should know about this because this is a story right out of today's headlines. And there's no explanation for it. And he can't even say how he got there. Moving on. Russia moving missiles close to North Korean border. What is that about?
Well, we're not sure really where Russia is in this North Korean situation, whether they're protecting their border from North Korea or whether they're protecting their border from the U.S. China's doing the same thing. So it's really, this is a very interesting viewpoint over in the Korean Peninsula right now, which this way this thing may go, because it does appear that recent, political activity by North Korea has somewhat pulled the South Korean president away from the U.S. and into a unification situation.
Yeah, I was reading an article where they said that the Berlin Wall, when it finally came down, it came down right away. And the guy that wrote the article, or the woman who wrote it, said something about that she or he was wondering if the Korean situation might be resolved almost overnight, and it would amount to the peace and security. That somehow all of this suddenly irons out without any war. You know, I have always thought, I don't know about your take on it, that probably there is a war first and then a peace agreement. Because a major war with bodies laying all around and cities in ruin generally makes people think. It wakes them up. And we got to have peace. We got to have peace and we got to have security. So I guess it could go either way. But you were telling me on the phone, and Iran unveils series of nuclear-capable ballistic missiles and threatens to strike Israel over Syria attack. Is this going to heat up into a major war in the near future?
Well, not only that, Stuart. There's very, very troublesome reports coming out of around Israel that possibly there is an Iranian attack planned against Israel. And, that's through their proxies now. We're talking about Syria and, Hezbollah
yes,
in Lebanon and Gaza, et cetera. But at the same time, there's still a lot of shooting going on. Apparently, there's been a second, according to the news, there's been a second U.S. attack strike two, as they call it, says the U.S. again launched defense attack on Russian and Syrian forces within Syria. And so this is ongoing, it appears.
So are we at war with Russia?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder, Stuart, if we're not at a war, if it really a world war isn't in operation right now and people hadn't figured it out yet.
Yeah, it sounds like that. And we know that the Isaiah 17 conflict hasn't occurred. The Daniel 8 expansion from Iran, and something is going to happen, I think, that triggers Iran into that. Then, of course, you got the Ezekiel 38-39. Major war. I think that's the last of the wars that brings in Antichrist to the fore. Because if you read up on rabbis and their interpretation of what Armageddon is, it's the Gog Magog, Ezekiel 38-39 war. And then comes Messiah.
There's a clue here, maybe. There's a Yahoo News report out today. Says Israel preps for a Syrian war with the Golan oil and water as a treasure resource. Says sources are reporting that Israel is prepping for a large-scale war with its neighbors in the north.
Well, that's kind of what Stan Deo said. It's an energy war. I guess there's tons of oil and everything else and mineral rights and everything in that area. So, yeah, maybe that is. Anyway, getting back to the Israel, this is Iran, unveiled a series of new homemade nuclear-capable ballistic missiles during its military parades, and they say they look very much like what Kimmy, the Whiz Kid, has over there in North Korea. So how are they getting all this?
Yeah, they're, you know, they've been working together. You know, you and I have shared with the people for some months, actually, maybe years, that this was a combined program between North Korea and Iran, a combined nuclear or a parallel nuclear adventure. And, of course, a lot of people didn't listen, but it appears that that's true.
Wow. What's this on moving to Earth changes? Earthquake news. Series of tremors shake the Pacific plate as the ring of fire activity returns. So it was quiet for a while, but evidently it's starting to wake up again, as I understand it.
Well, it's starting to wake up again, it appears, and at the same time there was a sunspot explosion on the 12th that hurled and it actually went off for 6+ hours, and it sent a CME solar flare and a coronal mass ejection directly towards Earth. So they're expecting that to strike, beginning to strike tonight through tomorrow, possibly, a wave, a CME, coronal mass ejection.
Wow. So, well, we do know that the sun is responsible for a lot of that activity. And I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's been fairly quiet, and we haven't had any of the major earthquakes that the people who claimed they got these visions. You know, there was supposed to be one huge one on the west coast, I believe it was, then a huge one on the east coast, and, of course, the one in the Chicago area. And, by the way, speaking about Chicago, they're still having these Mothman sightings. All the time, basically, I guess. What do you think? I just think it's tied directly into a future quake.
They're having the Mothman sightings, and they're also winged beings. They're not calling them Mothman yet, are appearing in Florida now. There's multiple cases of a strange winged being being sighted in Florida. And matter of fact, Augusto was really taken with the report just the last couple of days about La Palma, the Canary Islands, you know, off Portugal and Spain, that are having like 300 quake swarms, and that would tie in possibly with a tsunami.
Yeah. Well, the experts say that if that actually goes, the whole East Coast would probably be destroyed. And I know Augusto had a vision about that. He just said he saw the, I think he said something about he saw the ocean all roiled up, but he didn't know what had caused it. So we were guessing possibly a meteor impact, but maybe not. Maybe it's a gigantic quake out there somewhere, or La Palma goes. And wasn't it in the La Palma region where they had that electromagnetic anomaly, the part of the Atlantic anomaly that made people sick, if I remember right?
It was. Yeah, you do remember right. That was that region that was getting hit with the ultraviolet radiation.
Wow. Okay, here's one for you. Newt Gingrich. If we had a reasonable system of law, Hillary Clinton and all her aides would be in jail. What do you think? I mean, I've often said there's something wrong here. Nobody's under indictment. Nobody's been arrested. They're all out walking around with all this proof that they're digging up and finding. In fact, I remember the New York police chief said he could arrest Hillary Clinton anytime. They had all the evidence, and yet nothing is being done, and that makes me very much question what's really going on at the top here. What do you think? We got a few minutes here.
Yeah, I think that you're exactly right. You could certainly say, since no one's in jail and the coup and counter-coup is still in progress, something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah, I don't know if the American people really care. Maybe they do, but if they do, they better start doing something about it, and they better start demanding that somebody, you know, do something about it. And I've been wondering about Trump for a long time, as you know, as to exactly what he's there for other than for Israel and getting that temple mount ready and getting the temple constructed or David's tabernacle. It's kind of weird how nothing is really happening over here with all of the stuff that's going on and all of the release. It makes you think, what else is going on? I mean, they got everybody riveted now on this dossier and all this stuff. And when they usually do that, something else going on.
Yeah, they've got they're trying to remove President Trump from office, and they've begun the same method of trying to remove Bibi Netanyahu of Israel from his office, and those two are standing in the way. But there's another interesting thing that happened. I'd like your opinion on it. It's very interesting. Headline from Koenig International News, and they had a photograph of Abbas talking to Putin in a car. I guess you saw that on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
It says Abbas tells Putin, "We refuse to cooperate with the U.S. in any form." And Putin was smiling, and he replied, "Trump sends his best wishes."
Well, the Bible is very, very clear that the kings of the earth, the rulers, and the council get together, and they counsel. The Psalm 2 war. So I think they're running by a script. It doesn't look like a script. It looks like these events just happen naturally. I just don't believe that. I believe the Lord is trying to tell everyone, look at Psalm 2. Who are the rich men of the earth? Who are the rulers? Do they not all get together and party? And the fact is, yes, they do. To the public, they present themselves as enemies, but they all go to these same parties and hobnob, which kind of confirms, I think, Psalm 2. But anyway, yeah, interesting. Any last comment? 30 seconds.
Oh, just keep your eye on Israel because of the fact that it seems like Trump and Saudi Arabia's crown prince and Putin all are focusing on Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Something going on.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, thanks for listening. And we'll have a longer show on Friday and try to get into some of these weird things going on. Anyway, thanks a lot, and we'll see you Friday, the Lord willing. Good night, everyone.